quick comment about the transfer portal. I think people have seen that Isaiah Brockington has put his name back into the transfer portal. I think we have a pretty good idea about where he might be heading if he does leave. It is, the transfer portal is so interesting on so many levels. One day you sit there and you finally feel after, okay, the dust is settled and now you know what your, you know, what the makeup of your roster is going to be to start out with. And 24 hours later, that's not true. That's the transfer portal. And that is, it's very difficult to coach in these times because of it. Oh, yeah, you can make up for it. This guy, that guy, whatever. Oh, you know, hey, we'll get transfers. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure you will. Not all of them are. Some of them, like Isaiah Brockington, was a slice of gold here and has been. Sam Sessom, slice of gold. There have been some really terrific transfers here. DJ Newbill, Glenn Secunda, John Amici. I mean, there have been guys that have transferred in that have been invaluable to Penn State basketball. And yeah, they've helped in Penn State football. I mean, Rob Holmberg, who played in the NFL for years with the Raiders, he transferred here from Navy, played football. So it's not like transfers haven't worked well here, and I'm telling you, I really like the transfers they've got here. You know, Arnold Ebiketie, Derek Tangelo, Johnny Dixon, John Lovett, they're all good players that were brought in. Now, obviously, the Wilson kid from Harvard, the offensive lineman, is not here yet. So I can't really give an evaluation on that. I just hope he can cut it here academically. Well, this is the way I understand it. The way I understand it is that you don't have to contact the player directly, but you can contact others directly. And and there's a program that he has always loved out there that might be interested in him going there. How about that?